Yesterday, we heard how homeless shelters are concentrated in a few parts of the city. Today, WNYC's Binash Ahmed reports on how shelter location affects homeless students, whose numbers are at a record high.
A rooster alarm blares when Mary opens the door to the room she shares with her two kids in a homeless shelter.
Don't mind anything, it's a little small in here, but this is what it looks like.
The countryside sounds contrast with the rumbling trucks and buses outside this converted motel in Astoria. Inside, two sets of metal bunk beds take up most of the room. There's also a small kitchen table where the kids do homework, and where Mary's son, Vinny, makes origami animals.
The next size goes to over here.
He's 8, and he says folding paper helps him relax. Vinny doesn't like the shelter. But what really bothers him is the uncertainty.
I don't know where I'm going to live.
Well, you feel nervous that we don't know what the next apartment is?
Yep.
But we're going to really keep trying, mm-hmm. Right, to get a beautiful apartment?
This is a familiar conversation for Vinny and his mom. They've moved twice in the last few months. They were evicted from their apartment, also in Astoria, after their landlord died. She says his children pushed out old tenants so they could charge higher rent. And that's how Mary came into the shelter system. She and the kids were assigned a room in Harlem. She says the whole process felt pretty random. More than anything, she's worried about Vinny.
To have special needs children on buses for an hour and a half, 2 hours, in the morning and at night, is not good for them.
Vinny is autistic. And he's at a school in Long Island City that's done a great job supporting him. Before Vinny started at PS 277, Mary says he barely spoke.
He wouldn't say a word. He'd sit there like this. So it was very, very important for me. Not that my daughter would have adjusted to another school, I'm sure, but if you have any special needs child, to keep them in what they're comfortable in, their routines, especially when you're dealing with anything on the autism spectrum, very important. They need the routine.
Besides, Astoria is home. Mary has lived here for most of her life, and she knew about a shelter nearby. That's why she started to push for a transfer right away.
And I went to the supervisor, I said, please, please, can you transfer me so that they can continue going to the same schools?
More and more New York City families are going through what Mary and her kids experienced, getting priced out of neighborhoods and landing in the shelter system. Right now, 1 in 10 students are doubled up or living in shelter. And the rates of homelessness are increasing fastest in areas where there aren't enough shelters. Places like Coney Island and Flushing.
A borough-by-borough, neighborhood-by-neighborhood approach that will ensure that people are in shelter to begin with in the borough they come from and ultimately as close to the neighborhood they come from as possible.
Last year, Mayor de Blasio announced a new program to address the problem.
That will be the governing philosophy of the homeless shelter system.
City officials say more homeless families than ever are being placed closer to home. About 70% have temporary housing in the borough where their youngest child goes to school. The city transferred 200 homeless families this summer to shelters closer to where they lived before. And this month, officials announced a new program for homeless students, hiring coordinators to connect kids to services they may need.
Expanded learning time, mental health services, connections to food pantries, nutrition programs, and social workers. These are the things that our students need to be successful, and we're confident that we'll be able to provide that for them.
That's Chris Caruso from the Department of Education. He says about 100 coordinators will be assigned to the schools with the largest populations of homeless students. Schools like PS 294 in the Bronx.
Hi guys, how are you?
Principal Dan Russo was making morning rounds on a recent Wednesday when a family stopped in to ask about pre-K, which the school doesn't have.
You're new to the Bronx?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get you some directions.
Russo says students can come and go in this school where about 1/3 are homeless at any given time.
Jayana.
He calls out a student by name for running in the hall. Knowing each student is part of his strategy to make them feel like they belong when so many other things feel out of control.
all of the smart, hard work that the teacher is doing can't reach children that are worried about their mother being a victim of domestic violence. They're worried about the mother's car being stolen. They're worried about the fact that they need to sneak a little bit of extra lunch in the cafeteria because they know that there's not food at home for dinner.
The school has a social worker to address the needs of homeless students. But Russo says his whole staff works on step one, getting kids in the door by tracking every absence.
I'm not going to sit in my office and log 10 unanswered parent phone calls so that I could pull that log out someday and say, we tried to call. I'm going to try twice, and if I can't find you, I'm going to your house. Because the truth of the matter is, I need to see you, period. So that's just it. You have to be tireless with the work. You have to be.
If there's an upside to so much need in one school, it's that homelessness doesn't have a stigma here. Plus, supports are built into the everyday routine. That's not the case at schools where a majority of students live in permanent housing. Christine Quinn, the former city council speaker, oversees the nonprofit organization WIN, which is the city's largest shelter provider to families. She supports the mayor's effort to keep families close to home, but worries about schools that don't have enough support for the kids.
If it is not a school with a large number of homeless children and people are coming back from far away, that school may have no awareness that that child is now homeless, no awareness of that trauma, and be thinking, I mean, I'm sure they have the paperwork somewhere, right? But does each teacher really know?
Students like Vinny, who stay in schools with fewer homeless students, won't get extra support from a new community coordinator. Then again, Vinny didn't benefit from the mayor's earlier promise to keep homeless families in their communities, or the city's effort this summer to move families back. In a lot of ways, his family has been on its own.
A toy dragon.
Your toy dragon? I have your toy bear in here.
Oh.
Vinny loves bears. Look who I've got.
Thanks.
Vinny holds onto a bear figurine, but it doesn't ease his anxiety.
I don't want to go on my bus.
Why not? Everybody's got to go on the bus.
It's annoying.
Mary worries Vinny has been more nervous about going to school this year, and he may be getting bullied.
Oh, here's your bus.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, have a good day, love you.
She says he and his sister used to be excited about the shelter, which looked like a nice, clean hotel room to them. Then, suddenly, they stopped using the word shelter. Maybe, she says, someone told them that being homeless isn't something to celebrate. Binash Ahmed, WNYC News.